Welcome to Battle Pets with Aludra and Kevis. This is episode 17. I'm Aludra, I've been hearing how awesome I am, and with me is Kevis, your friendly neighborhood monk.
How's it going?
I'm doing better, thank you. Been sick this week. How about yourself?
No fun. I've had a lot going on this week. I've been doing a lot of real life stuff, in-house stuff, you know, working on improving life and doing that kind of stuff, and it's been pretty hectic and pretty fun, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What about in gaming? You know, the whole reason why we're here?
Right, the whole reason why we're here? Yes, I've been playing a lot of WoW lately. I have been doing, like, mount runs, you know? Like, one week I went to the Magister's Terrace and I got the white chocobo, as we call it. It's the white hawk strider that you get off of the, what's his name? The last guy, Herpaderp and Kel'Thas, that's it. Thank you, yes. So I went there my first try, and I got the white chocobo. And a week later, I went into
That's not fair. It's not your first try ever.
No, but it was my first try in, like, years, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well then.
Yeah. It's been a couple years for sure since I've done it. So then I went into Sethic Halls, and I had run this a number of times over every now and then when I felt like it. It's cool, because on my monk, I can go into Sethic Halls and go after the Ravenlord mount. And if you fight the boss that drops the Ravenlord mount, he has this mechanic where he, like, goes immune for a minute if you don't kill him fast enough. Yeah, since I'm a monk, I can just touch of death him immediately, and I skip the whole mechanic.
It's OP right there.
Right? But I don't care anymore because I got the mount, so take that.
Ha!
Finally, after many years of occasional farming, I got I got the Ravenlord mount.
That is the best explanation I've ever heard for Ravenlord farming, because that's exactly how it is. Many years of occasional farming. You can, like, get it in your head to do it for a few weeks, so you do it every other day for a few weeks, and then come back 6 months later going, Ravenlord! You stick with it for a week.
And we know there's one of you out there that's like, I'm on all of my alts every day, all day, doing it on all 11 alts, and I've never got them out. Well, you can think of me now, buddy. And then we went into, I remember one night we went with as a raid team, we went into the Eye, and we got the Ashes of Alar to drop. And our GM, Lank Ferris, snagged it. So congrats to him.
Yeah, it's never hurt so hard coming in second place. That was physically painful right there.
Right? Yeah. So I've been doing a lot of that, and I've been killing Onyxia every week just for fun, and my monk is able to solo Onyxia, so that's a lot of fun. Maybe I'll get the mount, maybe I won't, but it's, you know, it's interesting. So I've been doing a lot of that stuff. I'm finally gotten to the Brawler's Guild, so I'm on my way to getting Clock'em and other stuff, which is exciting. And I'm raiding every now and then. As an alt.
Nice.
So, yeah, playing WoW, you know, having fun. It's good. I didn't even mention when I deleted two of my level 85 characters to re-level them.
I don't see how you can do that. That's just crazy.
That was a thing. Yeah, that's fun. But what about you? I've been doing all kinds of stuff. What about you? What have you been doing?
Well, not as much as you. I went on the run with you, as I mentioned, and that was cool. I've been mostly leveling my baby monk. She's in her 40s, and I've been having a blast just running through. And Mistweaver, the healing spec? Oh my gosh, that isn't fair. I'm pulling 10, 12 mobs at a time and just, you know, kicking their faces in, healing myself. It sometimes gets hairy and sometimes it doesn't, but I'm just like, wow, guys. I can do anything. It's crazy.
Right?
Oh, completely. It's unfair considering how hard I had to work on my other tunes. I was leveling some hunters with a friend, but he got enamored with Death Knight and a priest, I think it is, that he deleted and rerolled. So we'll have to come back to them later.
Yeah.
But outside of WoW, I've been playing a lot of Minecraft and digging deep holes with my friends, and that's been super awesome. I can't even explain how much fun I'm having in this game, and I'm just digging holes and wandering around and getting myself killed and not understanding how to set up server permissions and, you know, that sort of thing.
Yep, Minecraft is a freak of nature, that game.
Mm-hmm. What can I say? I love the really freaky of nature games like Warcraft and Minecraft. Wait, I'm sensing a trend here.
A trend, right?
Ooh. Ooh. Yes.
Craft.
Something craft. It's a Ludra bait, I guess. If they ever came out with a World of Skyrim craft, I'd be doomed.
Right? World of Battle Pet craft.
Oh, man. I think they just called that one Pokemon. Isn't that what that word translates to?
Right.
World of Battle Pet craft.
It also makes a good title of the show. Just saying.
World of Battle Pet craft. Got it. All right. So what do we got in these fantastic show notes that you took care of? Because I've been, like, terribly sick all week.
Nothing much. No, we don't have a lot to talk about today. Not at all.
Oh, no?
No, I mean, nothing happened, so, I mean.
So we're wasting everybody's time? Is that what you're telling me? We're just here wasting everybody's time? Oh.
Yeah,
now I feel bad. Right,
since you left me in control here, I mean, here we are.
With no show notes. Oh, no.
Right?
I'm sorry, then what are these nearly 4 pages of show notes I see, Kef? Come on.
Oh, those are, that was actually my shopping list, and then I just,
Well, you have some odd shopping to do, so
I have to write it in code, you know what I mean? Because I don't want other people to understand what I'm actually, so this is all actually code for my shopping list.
I've got to say, your shopping list code looks strangely enough like the 5.2 patch notes.
Really? I had no idea.
No, it's identical. I mean, we could be sued for how identical they are for the patch
this
notes.
This is not plagiarism, Blizzard. I can't even read. I'm legally blind. I mean, come on. Jeez.
You can read, you liar.
Hey, you're supposed to help me out here. You're my co-host. I mean, come on.
No, who's not after last week where you were, last show where you were making fun of me. Every time I mentioned seeing something, you were right there on me, making fun. Yeah. I can't see. Well, no, you can read. So there we go.
Yeah. Well, I hope so because we have a lot of patch notes. If you didn't know, we were just joking. If you weren't able to figure that out, if you're out there listening, you're like, what are they talking about? Oh my God. These two have lost their minds, okay?
Yes. Yes, we have.
Yes, we have lots of news. Oh, dear.
Lots
Jesus.
Of news. So let's start into it, okay? Let's just jump into the news.
Let's do it.
Oh, man, you crack me up.
Reporting live from Pandaria.
We have the latest from World of Warcraft.
There's pandas everywhere!
News.
You know, remember when we talked about last time how, 5.2 was supposed to be here this week, Ludra? You remember us kind of talking about that?
Yeah, I was talking a big game about it, as a matter if, if I remember correctly. I was like, it's going to be next show, blah, 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 listen to me.
Right?
Don't listen to me.
That happened, and you can catch that on last week's episode of Battle Pets at battlepet.net.
Totally there.
Mm. Yes. But as it turns out, if you haven't played WoW in like the past 3 days or whatever, 2 days, yesterday, whatever it was, there was no 5.2 patch released.
Boy, are our faces red.
Yes, indeed. So, nope, 5.2 like we expected and like we were led to believe. Stupid Twitter, stupid devs and their Twitters and leading us on and confusing us. We love you guys. But
yeah, we do.
We are confident, right? We are confident that 5.2 is coming soon, probably next week.
Probably next week. Don't bet on it. Please do not take our words. Vegas has better odds than we do. There are better speculators out there. I am not responsible for any gambling debts and losses that you may incur. So take that.
Right? Exactly.
Now everybody can be prepared for when it does drop. And not wait for us to catch up. So that's good,
exactly.
At least.
Yeah.
So let's start with the many new battle pets and battle pet abilities that are being added. Well, I don't know about the abilities, but I want to talk about the pets, because the pets are awesome.
Many pets. Discuss them now.
How many pets is this, Kev? Hold on.
You want me to count? Are you crazy?
No, I'm counting them.
Okay.
It looks like we have 20 new pets. 20 new pets coming in the game. Yes. That's not a small number. Not a small number at all. The first 5 pets we're going to talk about are in the Isle of the Giants. Where's that? I don't even know, okay? But it's the Isle of the Giants, so I'm imagining it's really big. Like, there's no missing it. These 5 pets are the Spectral Porcupet, the Zalandari Ankle Render, the Zalandari Foot Slasher, the Zalandari Knee Bender, and the Zalandari Toe Nibbler. All of the Zalandari dinos, because they're all little dinos, they are beasts. And we're not 100% on the Spectral Porcupet, but we're betting it's undead.
Yeah, that would make sense. You know, since it's like spectral, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly. That is my thoughts.
Yes, makes perfect sense. The Elite Battle Pet Quest has 4 new pets. The Red Panda, the Mountain Panda, the Snowy Panda, and the Sun Fury Panda. Wait. What is it?
It's not Sun Fury, it's Sun Fur.
Oh. And the Sun Fur Panda. All these guys are also beasts.
And they are cute! Oh my gosh, they're freaking adorable! That's a cute explosion in those 4 pets. It's not fair.
Mm-hmm. They're really cute, and if you haven't seen them, they don't look like your traditional panda, like the Blizzard Panda from the original Collector's Edition. They look different, and it's really cool.
They're like real red pandas, just in different colors, so yeah.
Yeah.
But they're so cute, and a little face, and I'm going to get them all. It will be awesome. Now, there are 4 new fishing pets, that's right. They've decided that us fishing could be spiced up with pets, and I, for one, am grateful to our Blizzard overlords for this, because we have a tiny blue carp, a tiny green carp, a tiny red carp, and a tiny white carp to catch out there in the world. These are all, obviously, aquatic pets. Go out there, get your fishing skills up, guys. This is going to be so fun!
That's awesome. If only fishing was more fun. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. The Isle of Thundar.
Thunder. Leave me alone. I've been sick. This is my first day off cold medicine.
Thundar. I am Thundar. I am Thundar. Thundar cat. Thundar. Blood and Thundar. Loktar Thundar.
I hate you. Oh my god.
The Thunder God, Rodin. Okay, alright. The Isle of Thunder has 5 new pets. The Sun Reaver Micro Sentry, which is mechanical, the Electrified Razor Tooth, which is elemental, the Elder Python, which is a beast and wicked cool snake, the Swamp Croaker, which is aquatic awesome frog, and Thundertail Flapper, which is elemental.
He's just not letting my spelling go, folks.
What? No,
he's not letting it go.
You didn't misspell anything there.
I thought you were making fun. I misspelled elemental or something.
Nope. I just said it funny.
Well, the 2 that we pointed out are awesome and stuff. These are the new models for the snake and for the frog. And these models make us wonder, really? You couldn't update the others? These are right? So nice. I mean, seriously, the snake and frog make you want the snake and frog. And that's really cool.
Yeah, because you're like, I want that snake because that snake looks a lot better than these other 15 breeds of snake, which look horrible and are 1 pixel.
The frogs have no eyes!
They look horrible.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Thundar... Speaking of Thunder, the Throne of Thunder Raid has 3 new pets. Yes, that's right. You're going to be raiding for pets in cutting-edge content. Oh my gosh, guys. So not fair. The Living Sandling is an elemental. Now, this guy looks really awesome. He's one of those elementals, but he's made of sand. And you're like, wow. But no, trust me. This guy looks cool.
Looks awesome.
He drops from the Throne of Thunder, which I thought was the name of the raid, but apparently no. It's also the name of the boss. The Son of Animus is a mechanical pet, and he drops from Animus, who took his kid to work on the wrong day. Meanwhile, G-Kun Hatchling is a flying pet and drops from G-Kun. Also, following the take your kids to work day, poor example for raid bosses.
You know what else is the Throne of Thunder?
Hmm.
My bathroom.
What? Of all the places I expected you to go with that, I did not expect a toilet joke.
That's what I call it. The Throne of Thunder.
You do not. not before the patch, I mean. I'm sure you do now.
Right. The Throne of Thunder. Now, everybody, now whenever you think of Throne of Thunder, you're going to think of the toilet. You're welcome.
Oh my god, okay, I guess I gotta keep that in. Now we have three show titles.
I know, like, there's been five show titles in this episode. That means it's a good episode, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. We have too many show titles. That's what I'm going to call it. It's too many show titles is a good show title.
Right? Too many show titles. That's funny. Oh, okay. Finally, there are three other pets. The Gusting Grimoire from the latest TCG expansion, trading card game. Nathus drops from a new elite spawn in Taolong Steps from the same name. So a mini version of himself.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I know.
And Pierre...
I wonder how big a group's going to be needed to take him down.
I don't know. Hopefully not many, because I don't want
against each other? Yeah.
It'll be another Dark Moon rabbit, which everybody's like, I want it! No one's like, I'm not going to go after it! And Pierre the Cookpot, who is basically a living oven. He's made by engineers, but so far there is no word on how to get the recipe. So...
Yeah,
that
do you go to a trainer? Is there an elite quest? Well, you created life from mechanical bolts and stuff yet again. We don't
yet
know.
Again. So we get to make an oven. Fantastic.
That is a lot of pets, Kev. Oh my god. Who do you think's going to get them first, me or you?
Oh, probably you. I don't camp rare spawns, and I don't do those rare drops, so...
Aww. Yeah.
I mean,
you don't
I'll probably
get some. You
think you
Bruce Wayne your way through them?
Now that, if they're tradable, then I'll probably try to buy as many as I can if they're not too expensive. And I'll try to go out there and get some. I mean, I'm going to check out the Isle of Thunder. So if it's any bit
Thundar.
Of fun as they say it's going to be, right? Thundar. I'm definitely going to go out there. So we'll see, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about it.
Me too. 20
new pets. It's awesome.
So along with new pets... The master trainers in Northrend, Cataclysm, and Courageous Yawn will no longer field pets with higher than intended stats. You mean they've been cheating?
I guess.
They've been cheating?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Courageous Yawn fights with bunnies. He is not so courageous.
I like how they're like, the tamers in Northrend, Cataclysm, and Courageous Yawn.
Yeah, it's like, all those master trainers and Courageous Yawn. It's like, oh,
yeah.
They've been cheating. They've been giving bunnies steroids and stuff. Oh.
Right?
That's just wrong.
Like, this is a good one. I'm excited about this. Because pets that had been affected by a crowd control ability will now be granted resilience, making them immune to crowd control for a short while. So no more chain crowd controlling.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's going to be handy.
Yeah, that was one of my biggest frustrations with the whole thing. So that's cool.
This is the one I'm excited about, okay, guys? Battle pet bandages now stacked to 25. Haha. That's really cool, but they are now BOA. That's the awesome right there.
Yeah.
Battle pet bandages across account. Everybody can use the band-aids that Aludra's been hoarding for so long. Yeah, that's not cool.
Question, are they cross-server?
Probably
I guess not.
Because, yeah, they don't have cross-server mail or anything, but
yeah. It's
still going to be super handy because, let's just face it, when you're on the one server and you're leveling up that new low-level alt, per se, and you come across a pet that maybe you only have a green of it, and so you're like, hey, yeah, I'll battle him, and you don't have a dang Band-Aid, that's annoying!
Yeah, that's awesome.
Especially for the rare spawns and such, you know? Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd still like to be able to make pet bandages with first aid, though.
Yeah, I think everybody wants to make pet bandages with first aid, but I don't see that happening. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you do your pet battle dailies, I mean, I'm sitting on 40 of the dang things right now. I'm grateful for a chance to use them.
And it encourages you to go back to see a pet stable master, so.
Mm-hmm. And when I'm out in the world, the last thing I want to do is be dragged back into a town for some arbitrary reason, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, my bag has to be full, and my gear has to be broken, and my pets all have to be dead 6 times over for me to go, okay, now I guess I can go back to town.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I do that too. I'm like cycling out pets. Like, I don't want to go back to town. I'm going to wait for the cooldown to end.
Exactly.
I'll just quit. Then no one will pet battle.
I can see you doing that broken armor. Right. I'll just quit.
Pretty much. Yeah, I'll just quit. Forget it. See how your raid goes now, everybody.
I can't catch a frog.
Yeah. Battle stones now have a chance to be awarded from PvP pet battles. So that's awesome. Because if you don't do the PvE stuff, or you're done, and you spend most of your battle pet time doing PvP, then this is good for you.
Yeah, now, do they mean, like, randomly against other people, or do you have to go through the PvP system? What do you think?
I would guess both.
That would be so awesome.
Yeah, I would imagine both. If not, then why?
If not, then Kef would like a word with you.
Right. So that's cool.
Cool, man.
Right.
Pets whose color schemes change each time they are summoned have returned. Older pets with this behavior now have it back, as well as some of the newcomers to the pet scene. This is so cool. This means, you know, like your warg pup. They come in a couple different skins, and yeah, it's not as fun only having the one skin. Rotating skins are super... Okay, it's not like the highlight of my day or anything, don't get me wrong, but, you know, just having them... Oh, I got the red bunny, yay! That's really neat.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. That's cool. Makes it more fun.
Little touches, you know?
Yeah. Heck yeah. I didn't even know they took that out. I guess they're you know, going to fix it and actually add more in, so that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. My warg pup wasn't rotating his colors. I was like, hey! Yeah.
That's cool. Now, this one's been affecting me since the beginning of Pandaria. The Taming the World achievement now lists its reward correctly in the achievement pane. So, I haven't gotten credit for Northrend, and I've caught all the pets out there. I've caught all the pets out there. So, I haven't got the achievement. So,
that's
this is cool.
Cool.
So, in 5.2, I should have the achievement. And if I don't, Blizzard, we're going to have a conversation. Just saying.
That was menacing. That was very menacing. Kef, you might want to rethink the menacing.
I am a monk.
He's not rethinking the menacing, folks. I tried to talk him out of it. Level cap players will now have a chance to earn lesser charms of good fortune after winning a pet battle versus a pet within 5 levels of their highest level pet on their team. Higher level pets will offer a better chance to earn a charm. What this means is your pet team, the highest level pet is now the indicator to whether or not you may win a charm. So what will happen is it'll look at it, and if the pets you are battling are within 5 levels of that high level pet, you have a chance to win a charm. That's really cool. That's a lot of pet battling, but I'm pet battle a lot, leveling my pets, so this may be a good thing. So now, you can win a battle stone, or you can win for a very big gap, or a lesser charm for a very small gap.
Oh my god, Eludra, does this mean that since I'm a min-maxer, I now have to do battle pets to get the best gear in the game?
No.
Where's the nearest table for me to flip?
Well, that's for sale over at the Tillers. Meanwhile, the rest of us are going to point and laugh at you, because honestly, you don't have to do everything. This just means people like me, who spend a lot of their time pet battling and not really so much doing all those dailies... We're going to have a chance to be competitive. But right. we're not getting some huge advantage or anything. Honestly, just, with the way Battlestones drop, I think if I see 5 a week, I'll consider myself lucky.
Right. Yeah, I don't. It's not a big deal. And it's cool. I mean, it's like it's lesser charms, yo. It's not like mm-hmm. you're getting a bunch. You're going to be more efficient getting lesser charms through your dailies.
You will.
Yeah, so have fun doing that. Mm-hmm. Leave us pet battlers alone. And to go along with that, this is, I had no idea about this one. Winning a pet battle versus a team within 5 levels of the player's highest level pet will now award player experience.
Dude. Oh my gosh. This you is can now huge.
Level. Yeah. You can now level through battle pets.
Okay, Kef.
Oh my god. They're ruining the game.
How long do you think, as I know, questing. I know, they're totally wrecking it. How long do you think it would take a new player to level to cap through pet battles?
Well, it's going to be tricky because the problem is you have to win a pet battle versus a team within 5 levels of the player's highest level pet. So there could come a point, like a dry point in there. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you level your pets too much, you know, I don't know. But I don't know. I don't think they're going to give a lot of XP. Maybe I'm wrong. If they do, that's cool. But I think that it's like, hey, it's kind of like how farming is. I know, yeah, you can totally level up to max farming if you're nuts.
Crazy? Yeah.
Yeah. But it may be something like that. Or I don't think it'll give as much as, like, say, archaeology. Because archaeology gives
a
pretty decent amount of XP. But it's just cool that, like, while I'm leveling, I'm out there, and I want to catch that pet, you know, and I'll use a pet that's at level or close, and I do it. And I win the battle, and I'm like, oh, I got a little bit of XP, so I didn't completely waste my leveling time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, it's cool. That's cool.
I like it, too. I think that's really neat.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to level them all that way, though.
It'll get easier than when you're at, like, max, because you'll be within range all the time then, so.
Yeah.
Actually, from Outlands on.
Yeah, totally. Alright, so, big deal now. Fleeing a pet battle will no longer despawn the pet that was being battled. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. But doing so will now inflict some damage on the fleeing pet battle team. I am seeing ways right now. Oh, it's just terrible, that terrible part of me. Going out there and, you know, holding on to pets for friends that are rares and all that stuff. Yeah, wow, but some damage on the fleeing pet battle team, so hey, if you're white flagging out before a loss, it's not that big a deal.
Right.
But that is cool that it no longer despawns the pet. There was this, like, Alt-F4 trick that people were using. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. You had to shut down your entire client, but the pet wouldn't despawn.
Right, yeah. This is going to be interesting, though, because that was kind of, it was also a way to farm blues. And now you're not going to want to do it that way anymore, because now not only is it not going to despawn the one you currently went for, so like the gray one, right? Like, mm-hmm. oh, this one's gray, leave, and it's gone, and another one's there. It also does damage to your team. So if you sit there trying to catch a rare and you weaken your team by white flagging out, those days are over. It's not going to be a good idea. You're going to have to fight now. You're going to have to kill the pets. That's what this is doing. This is in no way a convenience for people who found a rare. This is absolutely to stop people from the white flag farming trick. So
tearing through everything.
Yep.
Wow. I didn't even consider that. I was seeing more as the I can hold on to this for my friends aspect.
Mm-hmm. Now, that is cool. That is one thing that you're right. Like, if you found the Minfernal, you could go out there. You're out there getting, you get one, and you're like, Kef, come get him Infernal. I'll release it, and it'll be right there, and I'll do that. See, now that's cool. Mm-hmm. So there are benefits to this, but it does get rid of that whole, you know, let's go through this entire pack of baby apes to get a blue one so that no one else on the server can get a baby ape because I'm a greedy jerk.
I'm sensing a story.
Yeah, there's a story.
We'll have to get it another time because we got a million more patch notes to go through.
Right. This goes along the lines of the same thing. Disconnecting from a pet battle will once again respawn the pets you were fighting. So if you get DC'd while you're in pet battles, the pets will be right there. So it's the same thing.
Yeah, that's cool. Yay!
You're just no longer in the game, so someone else is going to take that from you. So.
Aw, that sucks. This one I'm finding confusing, and I'm finding it a bit alarming, and so I'm hoping somebody from Blizzard, like, will talk me down. Any wild pet that has been killed in a pet battle will now never respawn. Well, guys, we're about to run out of show because real quickly, if I'm reading this right, we're going to run out of pet battles to talk about. Never respawn? I'm really hoping that that is just oddly worded language right there.
Yeah,
Any wild pet that has been killed in a pet battle will now never respawn. That is absolutes right there, man.
It's a little bit ambiguous. I don't know. I'm not taking that for what it is.
I think it sounds pretty definite to me. You kill it in a pet battle, it is gone.
I don't know if that's worded correctly, because that doesn't make sense. Obviously, it's not like a permanent, like, once you kill the pet, they'll never respawn there again. Obviously.
But that's what it says.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's obviously wrong, otherwise...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I hope somebody from Blizzard, like, emails me and talks me down here. Not that they will, but, you know? Well, now, never respawn? Holy moose, we're about to run out of wild pets in the world. And we can't even trade wild pets, so it's a finite... No, this is bad. The battle pet world is coming to an end, and danger!
Yeah, that's a little interesting. I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
It's a bit far-fetched, huh?
A little bit. That's a little crazy. So if anybody 5.0? Understands this, or...
Yeah, 5.0 brought us the pet battle system. 5.2 is taking it away, bit by bit.
Yeah. Yep. Get used to daily quests and PvP pet battles, because you're not going to catch any more wild ones.
Not until they add some more. And could you imagine the spawn camping?
Get them while they're hot, ladies and gentlemen, because they're not going to be here.
Ever again.
They're going to be on clearance really soon, so you better... It's a closeout sale. Doesn't make any sense.
Oh, man, it doesn't.
Elite battle pets have been added into the game world. These rare pets will spawn alone against an entire team. The Beast of Fable Taming Quest will now become available from Gentle San or Sarah Finkel's Witch. Once Aki the Chosen has been defeated, defeating all the fabled beasts will award the new Red Panda pet, while completing the associated daily quests now has a chance to award the rare brown, white, and orange variants. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, those are the really adorable pandas, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
We're going to want to be doing this.
Yep. Because I defeated the Spirit Tamers a while back, and since I did, I kind of, you know, like, I do pet battles, and I try to catch some, and but I'm not really, like, you know, progressing on an adventure anymore. So I'm excited to get some new...
Do you have all the elementals?
Yep. Yeah, I have all of them. Bruce Wayne.
Did you Bruce Wayne? Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Go fight them and win them and give me some.
I don't like daily.
I don't either.
Even battle pet dailies, I don't like them.
Yeah, I'll log in and I'll do the ones I can raffle stomp every day, but...
Kevis's rule of thumb, once I defeat you, you no longer matter.
Oh, man, it'll be a bad, bad day for the show if we ever fight each other then.
Oh.
Who will matter? Who will not?
We're not done yet.
Nope, not even close. But I think we should take a silly dance break.
Let's do that.
Yes, please. That's our song. No. Oh, we needed that break because honestly, the patch notes are still coming, guys. How much do we have left? Well, we have enough that we're going to do the rest of these quick fire style. These are pretty self-explanatory, but if you have any questions, feel free to ask us. We can, of course, answer you via email, Twitter, or in-game whisper. But for the most part, yeah.
Yeah. Oh boy, there are a lot. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Ready.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, here we go. Players may now participate in Battle Pets duels while in Throne of Thunder instance.
Woohoo! We can battle and annoy our raid leaders. Brilliant Kalari, Jane Tentacle, Trisfall Batling, Firefly, Jade Crane Chick, Gilnean Raven, and Shorecrawler are no longer available in multiple breeds. Oh, that's gotta hurt.
Reflection has been replaced with Deflection, an ability that always attempts to go and cause the pet... ability that always attempts to go first and cause the pet to avoid all attacks for that round.
Okay, so there's an Anubisith idol pet. He has Sandstorm, he has Deflection, and those two abilities have swapped positions. Dun dun dun.
Thunderbolt has been redesigned. It is now a powerful team damage spell.
Mr. Bigglesworth's Prowl has been replaced with a new ability, Ice Barrier, which blocks two attacks and makes more sense for a frozen kitty cat.
Fluxfire Feline's Windup has been replaced with a new ability, Flux, which deals damage to the enemy team.
The Tuskar Kite has a new set of abilities that is more appropriate for a Tuskar Kite. We're imagining he swoops down and steals children.
Volcano's damage has been reduced by 15%.
Ice Tomb, Elementium Bolt, and Sunsteed's damage has been reduced by 25%.
Geyser's damage has been reduced by 12.5%.
Wow, they just really rounded that down, didn't they? Conflagrate's base damage has been increased by 20%, and its bonus damage has been reduced by 60%, so it's going to hit harder, but not that hard when it comes to bonus damage.
Siphon Life now heals for a flat amount instead of a percentage of the damage that has been dealt.
Makes more sense. Arcane Explosion's damage to backline pets has been increased to 20%.
Supercharge now provides 125% damage bonus, down from 150%, and lasts for one round. No cooldown change.
Ooh. Frostshock now properly chills targets for two rounds. It was four rounds, but they've decided that's too shocking.
Deep Freeze now has a cooldown of four rounds. Was three rounds.
Ghostly Bite's damage has been reduced by 20%.
Ghostly Skull, Ghostly Bite, and Siphon Life have now swapped ability positions.
More ability swaps for the pets. Call Darkness, a weather effect, now lasts for 5 rounds, down from 9.
Blocking abilities that last for 2 rounds, like Decoy, now have a cooldown of 8 rounds.
Wow. Feign Death now has a cooldown of 8 rounds. It was 5.
Prowl now lasts for 2 rounds.
Crystal Overlord now lasts for 2 rounds.
Focus Chi now lasts for 1 round.
The Sprite Darter Hatchling and the Nether Fairy Dragon have two abilities, Evanescence and Arcane Blast. These two abilities have switched positions.
Nether Roach is now a real roach and can now survive the apocalypse.
Oh my gosh! We did it! I think that all made sense, don't you?
Yeah. I didn't know what half of those abilities were. What are you talking about?
Are you kidding me?
I just hit the one that has the up green arrow and that does the most damage.
You hit Eludra's favorite ability, the one with
yes.
the green arrow?
The one with the green arrow. That's the best ability. But it's cool. It's all refining the system, and it's great, you know. Just not much you can say about any of them individually, but there's a lot of refining the pet battle system, changing some pets around so they're not too overpowered, and making some a little bit more powerful because they're underpowered, and, you know, all that good stuff, so.
Yeah, you gotta balance this system, otherwise the PvP is going to become crazy. And yeah. Before the pet battle system started, I know a lot of people were worried about them both balancing them and not keeping pets balanced, you know, the whole doom yeah. and gloom of they're taking time away from the important things versus, well, they're just going to build it up and never touch it again. So what's the point? Well, the point is that it's Blizzard and they're always going to want to work on it to make it more fun.
Yeah, man. I can't imagine how hard it is to balance like 11 classes, but over 500 pets balancing.
They have many more abilities than your average mage and such.
Yeah.
And that's our show. If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us at wildbattlepets@gmail.com. The one thing we didn't manage to plug this show. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, iTunes, and on Stitcher. You can follow us on Twitter. Kephis is at TheKephis, and I am at Aludra_AIE. Our theme song, Serpent Rider's Hero, was by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane, the raging mage of Convert to Raid. Battle Pets was written by myself and Kephis, and is copywritten to us as well. Thanks for listening!
Now I'm gonna go sit on the Throne of Thunder.
Oh my god! I was drinking water!
This is Ben, a.k.a. Al the Mage, a.k.a. Crazy Pet Collector.
I'm always asked, how can I pull these adorable little creatures out of their natural environment away from loving birth parents and a lifetime of freedom? The real question is, how can I not?
Ben's Pet Collection, numbers in the several hundreds.
My next door neighbor just calls me up and says, we've got a dragonling or a slime playing in our pool again. Now it's just habit. I laugh, then I go over and fetch it. It's our little nightly ritual.
Ben records about his hoarding addiction every week on a podcast called Arcanum of Azeroth Hoarders.
This one's my new favorite. I had him mailed from an alt in Stormwind, and I still haven't opened the box. He's actually still mint in box, can you believe it? The value is only going to go up on something like this. He's super well behaved. You know, he just kind of sleeps all day. Whew. A little stinky, though.
Arcanum of Azeroth. Hoarders every Friday wherever quality podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Tin Cans and Shoestrings production.